Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Kempire is brought to you by...
The Kempire After Dark is back, but it's now the villain era. Yes, we are coming to Philadelphia on July 10th at City Winery. Then we're hitting Atlanta on August 5th, DC on August 22nd, then back here in New York City on September 12th. All shows have meet and greets, but a lot of people asking, what can we expect from the Kempire After Dark, the villain era? Well, Kempire After Dark, if you came to those shows, were already a night of hot topics, spilling tea, seeing a whole other side of me. So you can only imagine what the villain era is going to bring out. I'm so excited to bring to you a night of not just hot topics, but us recapping some of your favorite shows from Real Housewives of Atlanta to Real Housewives of Miami, but also talking about Tyler Perry, the Diddler, and so much more. Can't wait to see all of you in Philly, Atlanta, DC, and New York. The New York City show has a special live stream option, so even if you're coming to these shows or if you're not because you're in another city, that is your option. I'll see you guys this summer in a city near you.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Lavalier mic on. Just let me know if you guys can hear me in the live chat, and also let me know where you're watching from. Hey, Angel. Angel's been with us all day. I can't believe I'm live again. I went from having, oh, there's no Real Housewives of Atlanta to talk about this week, to having three different lives today. So let me know if you guys can hear me. I'm talking as if you can. Come on in, everyone. I'm not seeing any comments, but I'll give you guys a second to come on in. And if you're watching the replay of this, be sure to let me know your thoughts and opinions as well. Okay. Hey, what's going on? Look out for Lauren. What's going on? It's Monday. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jaseline, letting me know you guys can hear me. Oh, I need some lip balm. Lord. Normally, if I was in the studio, I would have it here. Thank you, Omar. Hey, everyone. Where's everyone watching from? I just went for my facial yesterday too. So, and they did a laser facial. Think it's working, right? Okay. Let me test out the sound though to make sure that you guys can hear this. Hold on. Let me know if you can hear this. Let me see something. Let me test something out. Let me see if this works. Can you guys hear that music? I also don't want to play too much of it because then, you know, copyright. Could you guys hear the music? Thank you. Oh, we hear it. Thank you, Omar. Okay. And again, if you don't hear what because I want to play a clip from the NeNe Leakes interview that she did with Humble Brag in a bit, so we'll get into that. First of all, thank you all for being here. If you missed it, I was live earlier today for like an hour, almost 2 hours, talking about Tyler Perry and this new issue. I'm not going to say legal matter because he hasn't filed a lawsuit, but he did have a settlement. Braxton Wells, who's a former actor that worked with Tyler Perry, is accusing the senior vice president of Scripted over at Tyler Perry Studios of R-ing him We break it all down. So be sure to check that out. We did that earlier. I just uploaded the podcast version as well for those that prefer the podcast version. Also, we went live and for the very first time, I did sort of we played our Campfire After Dark live New York City show featuring the Brooke Ashley. And I played it while I was live and I provided commentary to you guys during the live. So if you're a member, you can see that right now. Team Campfire members, you can see it for 24 hours. Royal Court members, you can see it until Wednesday. If you're a senior royal, you'll have it forever. You'll have it forever. Thank you guys so much. My skincare routine is, butter products are tagged in the description of this video. So if you want a little butter on your skin, but I also take care of my skin too. Like I said, I went for a facial yesterday. Okay. Flipiana says, oh, I missed it. Well, you can, because you are a member, Flipiana, you can watch it after this live. All right, so let's get into this because I don't want to be here long because I've been live so many different times. Hey, Judy, I've been live so many different times. So I do want to just kind of get into what I want to get into. And we have a few things Bravo related to get into today. So let's get into this. So was anyone surprised that Aaron, Denise Richards' husband, filed for divorce? Look, if you guys watched her reality show, and I didn't watch a chapter and verse, I didn't watch every episode. It was a cute show, and a lot of people liked it. I wouldn't be surprised that it will come back and that this will be a part of the series. But these two have been together a long time. They haven't married that long, but they were together a good while before they actually got married. So earlier today, it was reported that Denise Richards and Aaron Fippers, I think is how you pronounce it, her husband, are getting a divorce. We also saw their relationship play out on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as well. Hey, Jasmine, I am spoiling you guys today. So he filed for divorce, but here's the thing. Homeboy doesn't have a job. He says that Denise pulls in about $250,000 a month. So Denise is that girl. But now he's looking for spousal support. You're telling me they didn't have a prenup? According to court documents obtained by TMZ, Aaron filed for divorce on Monday in Los Angeles. He lists the usual irreconcilable differences as a reason for the split and says the date of separation is July 4th. July 4th is Friday. That is the separation date? The now former couple have been married for over 6 years. They share no minor children together. Well, they don't share biological minor children, but Denise adopted that young girl. Forgot her name, I apologize. And he basically helped raise her. So they don't have biological children together, but I could see that being an issue. According to the documents, Aaron is seeking spousal support from Denise. He estimates that she's grossing over $250,000 a month. Okay? From OnlyFans. Damn, she's making that much money. I might need to quit YouTube. Because I don't think she's showing everything on OnlyFans. $250,000 a month from OnlyFans TV, brand deals, and appearances. And he says that he has no income. Now, Denise, girl, I want better for you. I want better for you. He has no income, according to his filing. Aaron's filing gives a peek into the estranged couple's spending habits. He estimates that on average, they spend $105,000 a month. Well, that's not necessarily good if she's making $250,000 a month. That's not very good spending. He estimates that they spend $105,000 a month, includes $20,000 on clothes, $18,000 on rent, $15,000 on eating out. He doesn't have any income? Denise, not at our big age. We making this and didn't get a prenup? I don't know if there's a prenup or not. Let me go back. So they're spending about $105,000 a month, including $20,000 on clothes, $18,000 on rent, $15,000 on eating, $15,000 on entertainment. Where are you? What are you guys doing for entertainment that costs $15,000? $10,000 on groceries. Okay. Do her daughters still live with her? I don't remember. No, they don't. I remember from the reality show. They don't live with her. Only her adopted daughter. $10,000 on groceries, and $8,000 on utilities. And he says that Denise has been footing the bill. Jacqueline, I'll see you on Thursday, guys. Don't forget, I'm coming to Philadelphia. It's hot in those streets in Philadelphia, by the way. I'm coming to Philadelphia for a live show. We got a lot of things to talk about. I've added so many new things that I want to talk about come Thursday. All right? So get your tickets if you're in Philly or will be in Philly or South Jersey. Go get your tickets. I'll be at City Winery this Thursday. Okay? Then I'm in Atlanta August 5th, D.C. August 22nd, then back here in New York City September 12th. Ticket information is available in the description. I don't understand these expenses. And the fact that she was paying for it a month, Denise. Jazza says, is it the AC of it all? Ooh. We're going to leave that alone. $105,000 a month, he says their expenses were. But he's unemployed. Was she dematized? Because I don't want to say the full word here. Oh, see, Flipiana, we're thinking the same thing. Flipiana says she did say he had a big you-know-what, so she didn't mind sponsoring. Not at her big age. Look, not at her big age. Well, Winter says, well, apparently he's back. That is not enough for me to foot the bill for somebody. Because I still would look at him like, you got all of that, but you ain't got a job? Okay. Don't be surprised he starts saying that he was managing her career, too. So Denisha's estranged husband also wants the court to confirm some property he says belongs to him, namely power tools, a 2018 Indian Dark Horse motorcycle, and a Ford Shelby GT500. The estranged couple got hitched on September 8th of 2018, and it's the second divorce for Denise. She previously divorced Charlie Sheen, and Aaron previously divorced Nicolette Sheridan. Remember? He was married to Nicolette Sheridan? Oh. And she had previously said on her reality show that she didn't want to have another divorce. You think they'll go through with it? I hate to be, like, not believing everything. Do you think this is all a part of season two of Denise Richards' Wild Things? I mean, if any of this is true in regards to him not working and not having any income, I'm sorry, I get it. If the tables were reversed, we probably would look at this differently, but you're an able-bodied man. You had to work at some particular point. Why are you not working now? Is he a stay-at-home dad? Maybe he's a stay-at-home dad. Because you know they have a daughter with special needs. Maybe he's a stay-at-home dad. But none of that is shared here. But maybe he is. Yomari says maybe. Yeah, he does like an actress. Right, Angel said he's a professional actress hopper. I wonder if he tried to get anything from Nicolette Sheridan in their divorce. I don't remember their divorce. Well, that's interesting. Patrick Mommy said that wasn't mentioned. Yeah, it doesn't mention whether or not he was a stay-at-home dad. Because if he was a stay-at-home dad, he might want joint custody, but I don't think so. I don't know if he's a legal adoptive parent. I guess we'll have to wait and see. So for those that are just joining us, Denise Richards' husband, he followed Eloise. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kirsten. I couldn't remember Eloise's name, their adopted daughter. Well, her adopted daughter. I don't know if he was a part of the adoption. If you watched her reality show after Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Denise, I've always thought Denise was like this, like Angel Denise. Because you remember the Charlie Sheen of it all. She took in Charlie Sheen's twins. Remember? Not her twins. His then new relationship. She took the kids in. If you saw the new reality show, she loves the animals. Very sweet spirit. Not how they try to make her out on Beverly Hills. Okay? I hate this for her, but girl, was there no prenup? Was there no prenup? I don't care if you got a couple thousand dollars in the bank, you should get a prenup because you just never know. Yeah, Kawana says that Denise had Eloise since she was a toddler. So, but the thing is, sometimes when you get into a relationship, remember they've been together for like probably almost 10 years, her and Aaron. You would think maybe he would be like, I'm going to adopt her. But again, he ain't got a pot to mess in, so that's why. What is Denise Richards' astrological sign? I don't know. I'm sure we talked about this before. Does anyone know in the chat? Funky says yes. Denise says stand up, wait. Stand up, the bubba can't be that great for him to be on the couch all day. But maybe he wasn't on the couch all day. I don't know. You know what, ML, I'm not going to even respond to that. He was scamming people with the holistic treatments for cancer. He got sued last year. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, Paola. I did see people talk about that. Remember, he was sued last year. Because remember, he had started this business. I believe he has a business with Denise as well. Or, okay, plot thickens. Do you think he wants to divorce Denise so that she's not tied? No, but that doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to understand what's happening here. Based off of how Real Housewives of Beverly Hills played out, I would have thought they got a divorce back then, not now. Allison says, no prenup is stupid, especially in this day and age. When you see all the things that are happening, they could have even got a postnup. You know what I mean? Pipliana says she's giving air sign. She's an Aquarius. There you go. There goes your answer. She's an Aquarius. I wish she was smarter than this, though. When I read this story, I said, oh my goodness. So she's making $250,000 a month. Good for her. That's a lot of money. I didn't realize Hallmark was paying that much. I don't know how much she makes off of OnlyFans. But he says they spend $105,000 a month. $20,000 on clothes. I mean, I've seen Denise Richards dress. I've seen how Aaron dresses. Ain't giving $20,000 a month. $18,000 in rent. $15,000 in eating. And another $15,000 in entertainment. Where are you guys being entertained? $10,000 on groceries and $8,000. I can understand that maybe the $8,000 on utilities, because if you're spending $18,000 on rent, you probably have this big home. And he says that Denise pays for everything. Pageant Mommy says $250,000 before or after taxes, because a monthly spend would lead them very well. That part too, Pageant Mommy, when you do the math there, is it $250,000? I'm thinking before taxes. And if they're spending $105,000 a month, they're probably in debt. Oh, this is just getting worse. Is this a plot that Todd came up for Aaron to come to us with the BS? So season two is going to be interesting. Now I'm locked in. I wasn't locked in before. I'm locked in for season two. I watched here and there season two. Catherine says the budget must be for the kids. Her daughters are grown. The only one that she has is the little one. So and maybe she, I mean, I'm sure she's probably still supporting them in some shape or form, but their father is Charlie Sheen. I'm concerned. Sherry says, could he be boosting the spending to get more money? Yeah, but you're going to have to provide receipts. I'm hearing fireworks, y'all. I'm seeing fireworks. Okay, fireworks. Okay. Jewel says, who spends $25,000 on food? Not me. Can you imagine? I mean, I never really did the math, but I'm definitely not spending that much. How much do you guys spend on food? I definitely eat out a lot, though. I need to stop that. This ain't about me. Let's move on. Let's move on. Dr. Heavenly from Married to Medicine. It was announced today by People Magazine that Dr. Heavenly is running for Georgia State Representative. No, this is not a joke. She's really running for political office. Okay, let me read to you what People Magazine is reporting on this before I get into my opinion. They said in their exclusive, Married to Medicine's Dr. Heavenly Kimes launches run for Georgia State Representative. This is written by David Quinn. This feels like a scheme that Todd set up for them to come to us with the BS. This is not feeling real. So Dr. Heavenly Kimes is going from patients to politics as she seeks to add her name on the list of those who have made the leap from reality TV to elected office. The Married to Medicine star, a cosmetic dentist, entrepreneur, and longtime community advocate, is officially announcing her candidacy on the Democratic ticket for Georgia State Representative in District 93. People can exclusively reveal. She says, I'm not a career politician. I'm a mom, a doctor, a business owner, and I'm not afraid to stand up for what I believe in. Kimes 54 says in a statement, I'm running to serve and I'm ready to work. Kimes will kick off her campaign with a community rally Tuesday, July 8th. at 5 p.m. outside the Georgia State Capitol in downtown Atlanta. The event is open to the public, and supporters, per a press release, are encouraged to show up in their Dr. Heavenly for Georgia t-shirts and bring their energy for an unforgettable moment in Atlanta history. Her campaign, Kimes notes, will focus on healthcare access, economic prosperity, education reform, and small business support. Issues she says she's passionate about after years of working on the ground with patients and entrepreneurs. She says, I've spent my life helping people build confidence, start businesses, and take control of their futures, she says. Now I'm bringing that same passion to the state capitol. District 93 deserves someone who's not just talking, but doing. Bravo viewers first met Kimes on season 2 of Married to Medicine. She's been a mainstay on the series ever since, her no-nonsense candor making her a fan favorite. Off camera, she owns multiple dental practices. She does? I thought she only owned one. And has mentored aspiring professionals through her Dr. Heavenly University platform. She says, our people deserve a real representation, someone who understands both the struggles and the solutions. Bravo fans know Kimes is not the first star on the network to dip her toe in the political sphere. Real Housewives of New York friend Barbara, you remember Barbara from Roni, famously ran for New York City mayor in 2021, while Southern Charm alum Thomas Ravenel, a former South Carolina treasurer, announced earlier this year that he plans on entering the race for governor of South Carolina in 2026. Cameras are currently up on season 12 of Married to Medicine. It remains to be seen how much of Kimes' journey will be covered, but she has the support of at least one of her co-stars. Quadwell, I do declare, is serving as her campaign manager. That's where I said to myself, and there it is. There it is. Quadwell is going to be her campaign manager. It's giving storyline. They even say those interested can donate directly to Kimes' campaign. That's where it gets problematic for me in a couple of different things. Let me just rewind back. If this is a storyline, you are taking people's hard-earned money at a time when people do not have it for your what? Your storyline? Come on. And if we rewind time, just last season, people are talking about how problematic some of the things that she said on YouTube and on this show, talking about sweet tea's infertility. Talking about, remember, she took a week off because people called her out for saying that gay men are not real men. Look, we're already giving her opponents what they need to run against her. All they have to do is pull up her YouTube channel and be like, well, is this who you want representing District 93? Is this what you want running for District 93? But again, you having Quad, again, I don't think you need to have a skill set to be a campaign manager. But Quad Web, I'm telling you already, this will be her storyline. And this goes back to what people have always said about Heavenly, is that she will show you everything but her real life. I didn't believe it before. And I used to say, you guys are silly. Not everyone has a terrible marriage, blah, 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 blah. But a lot of people also said, what would be Dr. Heavenly's storyline this season? It's not a joke. She's holding a rally and you can donate to her campaign. Kawana says, Dr. Heavenly is too politically incorrect for public office. But that's the thing. Anybody can run. And my thing is, I want to see them have a debate. She could barely have a debate on... Dr. Heavenly could barely have a debate on this reality show without saying, yo mama. Char, I already knew people would say, if 47 can run and win, anything's possible. But my thing is, let's not normalize inexperienced people running for office. Let's not normalize that. Not even just inexperience, because you don't necessarily have to have the most experience, because that was a big thing when it came to the mayoral race, where people were saying Zohran doesn't have the experience. But then you look at someone like Andrew Cuomo, who dropped out of the governor's position because of his problematic behavior. I mean, look, I'll listen to her campaign. look, I'll listen to her campaign. She should have came out with a video. So she's having a campaign rally in Atlanta, y'all. Maybe I'll go interview her when I'm down there August 5th. I'm like, what makes you feel like, what inspired you, and why do people that are going to vote for you believe that you are the person to do the job? Why do people believe that this is not just you doing this for a storyline, that you really are passionate about doing this work? Taurus Moon says, I blame the internet. Don't blame the internet. We got to start holding people accountable. We've covered and recapped Married to Medicine. There's been so many problematic things that Heavenly has said and done in recent years. I feel like they can hold that against her. And I also don't think she's going to be able to. Okay, who's running against her? Do you guys know who's running against her? That's the one thing I don't know. But if you would like to volunteer or donate, drheavenlyforgeorgia.com. Is it really a website? Let me look. Yeah. Oh, damn. This website is looking bootleg, though. This website is looking a little bootleg. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Hold on. What does this say? Uh-oh. Y'all want to hear the audio? Let me know if y'all can hear this.
When you step into that voting booth, you're not just choosing a politician. You're choosing someone who understands your struggles, because I've lived them. As a doctor, I know the fear when a loved one can't get the...
Pause. Someone said Carlos King is her press secretary. I hate y'all. Stop. Stop. Come on now. Please stop. Not Carlos is the press secretary. Okay. Y'all can hear the audio? Oh, you can hear it. Thank you, Mr. Melon Magic.
When you step into that voting booth, you're not just choosing a politician. You're choosing someone who understands your struggles, because I've lived them.
I just want to paint the picture for you guys. She has a virtual background. The lighting for this looks horrendous, but I get it. She's got to raise money. She can't really be spending her own big coins on this election, I guess. It's a virtual background of somebody else's office. Girl, you have a how many square foot home? You could have filmed this with proper lighting. But okay.
As a doctor, I know the fear when a loved one can't get the health care they need. As a business owner, I know the pressures of making payroll by providing for employees. As a mother, I know the sleepless nights worrying about our children's safety and their future. And as a Black woman in America, I know what it feels like to fight for fairness. I'm running because too many families are being left behind while politicians protect the wealthy and the connected. I promise to fight for you, for better schools, better health care, real police reform, and true economic opportunity. The election isn't about me, it's about us. I'm Dr. Heavenly Kimes, and I'm running for State Representative, District 93 in the state of Georgia.
Did someone say, is Toya going to run against her? You already know Toya is going to react. I already hear Toya reacting. I already do. I already hear Dr. Simone reacting. This is giving storyline. But here's the problem with this being a storyline. Normally, if it didn't involve people's money, hard-earned dollars, then I would be like, okay. But people can actually donate to this campaign. Pageant Mommy says, this is not a game. So she talks about her issues here, but there is no link to it. She just says, what are the issues? Access to healthcare, criminal justice reform, education, the economy. Okay. She has a website, drheavenlyforgeorgia.com, if you want to see it and you want to get more information on it. She has upcoming events listed here as well. Well, no. Okay, volunteer. This was announced. I mean, she has some June dates here. Her Join Me official announcement is on July 8th. That's tomorrow. Okay, it says 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Lord, that's early. She's also going to have a back-to-school drive and fundraiser on July 19th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I mean, if her intentions are good, I'm here for it. But look, I just don't know if her intentions are good. It feels like it's a storyline. I hope not. Oh, wait, hold on. If she lives in Conyers, she can't run in Lithonia. Y'all know I don't know nothing. It says District 9. And just District 93. I don't know what that district is in Georgia. I would think she would have done her due diligence in regards to if she could run. Maybe. All right. Okay. So Dr. Heavenly, for those that are just joining us, has decided to run for Georgia State Representative District 93. She made the announcement today via People Magazine in an exclusive, but you already know People Magazine works with Bravo. See, this is why I'm feeling like it's a storyline. She says Quad Web is her campaign manager. That's where I was like, oh, wait, no, this is really a storyline. Allison said, Kempire, you had that voice down. I'm going to be practicing for my Philly show on Thursday. So stay tuned, Philly. We have a lot of stuff to get into, Philly. All right, let's move on because I'm not going to be here live much longer. I want to talk about NeNe Leakes. So NeNe Leakes, as you know, did an interview with Crystal Kung-Minkoff and Cynthia Bailey's podcast, Humble Brag. You know, Cynthia was on NeNe Leakes' podcast a few weeks ago, and they talked about her being on Humble Brag. So we knew that this was coming. I listened to the entire interview. It was a good interview. I don't feel like a lot of new things came out of it, except confirming the tea that I told you guys about her signing on for Traitors and then having to pull out. And I told you she had to pull out because of personal reasons. I didn't go into the details of what those personal reasons were. But today on Humble Brag, she revealed why she had to step away from doing the Traitors. And she said she was excited about doing it. And I guess there were rumors that NeNe didn't do it because the check wasn't good. I never heard that. I never reported that. I already knew she wanted to do it. Take a listen to what she had to say on Humble Brag about the Traitors and why she decided to pull herself out of Traitors for this season.
Asked to do Traitors.
Yes, I was asked to do Traitors.
And then we heard that you were not doing it. Yeah. Why did you choose not to do it?
So I was asked to do Traitors. I was really excited about doing it, by the way.
Yeah, we talked about it, but it wasn't public at that time.
Is it public now?
It is.
Okay, because they set the cast.
Yeah. I mean, they never officially said that NeNe was going to be a part of the cast because obviously she had to pull out.
Because I think they, since you didn't do it, I think they took Portia.
It was Portia and Tamar.
Oh, it was always those two.
No, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know because they did not reveal to me who the cast was going to be.
Yeah, and Portia didn't tell me either. So I was maybe she replaced
you. So I kind of felt like they did get Portia.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So.
But why didn't you do it?
I couldn't do Traitors because my son's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And he's still in the hospital.
Wow.
And so my son's been in the hospital since May.
Okay.
Like early May.
When I shot the NeNe Leakes show with you, I felt like Brent went in then.
No.
Or maybe he was already there.
He was already there.
Okay. Wow. That's
he's been there about 2 months.
How's he doing?
He's doing a lot better. He's turned a curve. He has a little while longer to be there, but he's turned a curve.
Okay. And Crystal.
And you guys remember that Brent was very sick. I don't remember, like a couple years ago. He just had a baby, Brent.
Yeah, I want to be sensitive because
Can you tell her what Britt is dealing with?
Okay, so Brent, when my husband died, we only had one son, which is my son, Brent. And at 22, he had a stroke and a heart attack. And from the stroke, his heart was weak and it never got back strong.
Brent, her youngest son.
So he needed a heart transplant. So he's had a heart transplant since then. And what's happening now is his heart started rejecting.
Oh.
And so they are now trying to stop the rejection.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's a lot on him.
Yeah. He's really young.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot on him.
Really, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Do they know why he had the stroke to begin with?
They can just kind of assume. One of the things I was told was Brent was starting to become a diabetic.
Mm.
And from what I'm learning, that diabetes trigger a lot of
things. It does.
Things.
My mom is diabetic, and she recently had a mini stroke.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing okay now. That was maybe about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's definitely full on diabetic, for sure.
Yeah.
So
happy belated birthday to Cynthia's mom. Cynthia has opened up a few times about her mom on the podcast talking about how her mom's kind of starting to like lose her memory and things like that. So
I think there may be some truth to that.
So let me tell you, with traders, from the meeting I had, you need to leave by the June 10th, June 11th, something like that. I'm so glad I said no. Because, you know, in my mind, I kept thinking maybe by June 10th, Brent will be much better, you know, just thinking that in my head. But I, my fear was committing and then having to go back to them and say, I can't do it.
Right.
So that was never going to work.
Yeah.
Brent was very sick, like very sick. It was no way I could have committed to it. And you have to leave to go out of the country.
Yeah. Right? So they filmed Traitors in Scotland.
In Scotland.
Okay.
Right. And so I was like, damn, like this is going to be like my chance to do all these great things.
See, and if you came to my London show, I told you guys this tea month. This was back in December. I told you that Nene had signed on for Traitors. And as you can tell from what she says in this interview, she really, a lot of you have been wanting her to come back to Real Housewives of Atlanta. Again, I haven't heard anything solidified in regards to her returning. But she also viewed this as, okay, this is my big return to the network. And don't forget, Andy hosts the reunion. So that would have been the first time that these two would have been on camera together since the accusations that she had against him in the network.
And come back like really strong, right? Absolutely. And they were talking to me on the phone, like telling me, you know, we want you to do this and this, and this is going to happen. And it was no way I could do it.
And please believe, the housewives and a lot of the reality TV stars behind the scenes want to be on Traitors. It's one of those.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Shows right now that a lot of these reality TV stars are fighting to be on Traitors. Oh, Rahina, yes, I did tell Rahina, you're a member. I showed the live show, and I talked to you in the live show. that's now in the members' channel. We did it earlier today.
I hung up the phone and knew when I hung up the phone, I couldn't do it.
Well, I can say this, and I was excited for you to do it.
Yeah.
Because, you're just good-ass TV.
Yeah.
And I would love to see you in this space.
Yeah.
Because I've never really seen you do
and
a competition
I wanted to
show like
too,
that.
Let's be understood.
Oh, no, we always
because
want to check.
We always want to check. I saw on the blogs.
I heard it's a good check. And that's probably also more part of the motivation that these reality TV stars want to be a part of. I mean, yeah, they could win, what, $200,000+, but the check that they get, from what I hear, just let's just say the $250,000, they're like, okay, whatever, I'm getting paid already for this.
A blogger had said, Nene did not take Traitors because the check wasn't big enough. I was like, no,
that's not true.
No, I got the check.
You got the check,
I couldn't do it.
Well, you know what, as mothers, I get it. There's no way,
100%.
I would have gone either.
No, it's too hard.
And it's such a struggle for us because we're like basically independent, like financially.
Yeah.
We're in that space, a lot of us as housewives. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to leave money on the table.
It's
always that struggle, especially good money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To like choose between family and a check.
Yeah.
Your child and a check because you're, you know, part of the reason why you work so hard is to help your children as well.
Well, if Brent had been in the place that he's in today, like today with us coming to LA, if he had been in this place, I would have went.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, like we can FaceTime him. He's talking. Probably he'll be glad we FaceTime him so he can have somebody to talk to. He's, he's bored. So now he's up. He wasn't walking at the time. Now he's walking. He's talking. He's doing too much now.
I have a feeling you'll be asked next season.
Oh,
Like if your time will come and it'll probably be sooner than later.
Yeah.
Like you would be the...
Unless she's filming Real Housewives of Atlanta, I don't know what the schedule will be like.
Star of that season anyway. Yeah. So you made the right decision.
You know what? You know, I have to feel good about things. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like it just has to be easy. Yeah. If there's any difficulty, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. And you have to trust yourself.
You do.
You have to trust yourself.
It has to be something easy for me.
And it would have affected you filming the show.
Oh, it would.
It would have been in the back of your head the whole time.
If they had called me and told me anything with Brent, I would not be
Yeah.
And be that far away.
Like, I'm an elf.
And they're sequestered, basically, during the filming of Traitors. This is not like filming a regular reality show. They're sequestered together. They have very limited access to their phones and everything like that. I don't know if they even have access to their phones.
Like, I can get home.
Right.
Like, going all the way to Scotland. Yeah, that's a lot. And trying to get back. Like, that was fun.
Yeah. What's a reality show that you would like to do that you haven't been asked to do?
I don't know that I've never been asked. I think I've been asked to do everything.
Were you asked to do Big Brother?
I wanted to just play that clip. I will say this. I did watch the full interview. It was a nice interview. This is where NeNe shines. I know we've talked about NeNe Leakes and the NeNe Leakes show, and I know she's always wanted to have her own talk show. I don't think she's that great at it. I'm being honest. I think she's great at a lot of things. I don't think she's great at that. Even some of the recent interviews I've seen with NeNe likes to make things about herself. I think she was interviewing Krishan. She's like, is there anything that you want to ask me? No, NeNe. This is not about you. But she shines when people are asking about her. Okay. And they did give her flowers in this interview saying that. And when you think about it, like just from this interview, NeNe Leakes is trending on Twitter. You can't deny the power and the influence of NeNe Leakes. Okay. I'm never going to take away from NeNe and what she means to reality television, period. What she means to Real Housewives of Atlanta, period. I think she shines better in her acting roles, being on reality television. I would have been excited to see her on Traitors. I think she's great at that. But her interviewing other people, it always comes back into, I can. She always feels like when she's interviewing people, like she wants them to hurry up to get to their answer so she gets to her next question or to make it about herself. So that is just my only critique. There aren't a lot of people that can do that work. I cringe sometimes watching her do interviews. I much rather her be interviewed. I much rather her on reality television in some form or capacity. But I'm not saying that you can't get better. The more you do stuff, you can get better. I don't think she wants to get better, though. Which is, she always turns it back to her. Literally, and I'm thinking, okay, this is probably like her umpteenth interview. She was interviewing Krishan. I saw the clip, and Krishan was talking about something, and she's like, is there anything that you want to ask me? No! This is not about you, NeNe. And then she's always making it about her, which is fine. NeNe, we give you your flowers. I thought this was an interesting interview. That was probably the most big thing that came out in regards to this interview. They did, you know, kind of go back to the early days of Real Housewives Atlanta, her relationship with Cynthia. Cynthia was doing a little bit over talking. I was just like, and mind you, her and Crystal have figured out a way to not do a lot of the over talking when they first started the podcast. I felt like Cynthia was doing a lot of over talking with this NeNe Leakes interview. And I don't know what that was. I don't know if it's just her being nervous. I don't know. It just felt like she was like, I was like, okay, wait, hold on. But yeah, I didn't feel like I got anything tremendously new out of the interview except the Brent aspect and her doing reality television. I don't recall them at. They did talk about her possibly coming back to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and they talked about her possibly coming back as a friend of. But NeNe, based on that, it seemed as if NeNe was just like, I don't know if I would want to come back as a friend of. I don't blame her. I think NeNe, and she said it a couple of times when you were talking about the baby versions that, you know, have been going viral lately of their scenes. And then she was talking about all these different memes that they have of hers. And she's like, I don't get any sort of money on that. First of all, I know no one gets money on memes. But this goes back to the reality TV reckoning. And this is why all of them should have been on the same page. Andy Cohen's collecting a check on those not memes, but those clips on every episode. None of these housewives, none of these reality TV stars make any residuals. They don't make any residuals like actors make off of series that are constantly playing. Reality TV stars don't, because it falls under something completely different when it comes to, like, it falls under like documentary. So that's part of the reason why they don't make residuals off of reality television unless you were a producer. Andy Cohen is collecting millions of dollars off of them. And I don't blame them. NeNe should be collecting a check off of Real Housewives of Atlanta. She should be. So when people were downing the reality TV reckoning, I was like, even people that supported the network side of this, y'all remember some of the people that did. We'll talk about in Philly this Thursday, right, Philly?
Go get your tickets, guys. I'm coming to a city near you. Philly's this Thursday. Then I'm coming to Atlanta and DC in August. Then New York City in September. Ticket information is available in the description. Okay. Look, the reality TV reckoning had so many different layers, but when it comes to residuals, the conversation that Cynthia has with Nene here, even Cynthia's just like, we don't make any money off of all of these old episodes. And they should make some sort of residual. I don't know how much money they would be making, but they would probably want some sort of check. Can you imagine how many people are streaming Real Housewives of Atlanta right now on Peacock? They don't make a penny off of that. Only the network and the producers make a penny off of that. But, you know, a lot of reality stars did not want to support that. I believe even what Lisa Vanderpump didn't support the reality. Well, I know she didn't support the reality TV record, but she's a producer. She makes a ton of money off of Vanderpump Rules. Exactly. Angel says, I don't care about 13 cents per episode. Pay me. But they probably would have made a lot more than that. I don't know how much they would have made, but they would have definitely gotten residuals off of Real Housewives of Atlanta, especially the amount of times they replay it. Nene herself would have made a lot. But if Nene was to come back, I would want a producer credit. But I just don't think she's necessarily in that position. She's not in that position. Nene really should have, on the business side of things, gotten producer credits for things. Some might say she should have done in the very beginning as an OG that was a part of the original cast is like, you know what? I'll take a pay cut and just make me a producer. Then she would be making money. Like when you look at Mariah Huck, I'm pretty sure Mariah is still making money. I know she got a settlement after leaving Bravo, but her name is still credited as an executive producer. Now, I'm pretty 100% sure she said this. That she makes money off of Married to Medicine still. And if they were to create any spinoffs, this is probably why they haven't created any spinoffs, because they'll have to pay her. Yep. Exactly. Teddy says Mariah did straight out the gate. Smart woman. She is. They had to pay her in that settlement, and then they still have to pay her to this day. Jewel says, did you see that Harvey on TMZ is saying that Diddy won't serve any more jail time once since his hearing, and he cheered at the jail because he beat the Fed? I did not see that, but, you know, some of the reporting from TMZ during the Diddy trial, let's be honest, a lot of these media outlets, unfortunately, especially like the sensationalized ones, are bought and paid and are willing to spin narratives, kill stories, allegedly. So just think about that. That's why you have to be mindful of where you get your news from. Mariah is sitting comfortably without embarrassing herself on TV. She is. I think she would come back to Married to Medicine, though. She doesn't like what's happening with the show. A lot of people don't like what's happening with the show. But yeah, I thought this was a good interview. This was from Humble Brag with Crystal and Cynthia. You know, I enjoy their podcast. There aren't a lot of podcasts that I listen to. I listened to the interview. Would I listen to it again? Probably not, but I thought it was a good interview just because I feel like it was sort of like the same stuff that we've heard. Nene did say that she is open to returning to Real Housewives of Atlanta, but she would want to return as a full-time housewife. I think a lot of people would want her to return as a full-time housewife. Cynthia says that she's okay with being a friend because, again, you don't have to do a lot of work. I wonder what Cynthia was paid as a friend, though. I wonder what she was paid as a friend. Stacey, we're talking about the interview that Cynthia Bailey and Crystal Kung Minkoff did on their podcast with Nene Leakes. You can also see it in the title of this video as well. Okay, Diddy probably going to do about five more years. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see in regards to the sentencing. They're supposed to have tomorrow a hearing to see if they can expedite the sentencing hearing. Right now, the sentencing for Diddy is set for October 3rd. But they're going to, of course, try and push it up. As you know, Diddy tried to have his bail, try to get bail, and it was denied. Does Nene have the full storyline, though, for a full-time position? Well, we don't know. Remember, we haven't seen Nene in a long time. I could definitely see. Here's the thing with being full-time, and I've said this before. You don't need a storyline when you're an interesting person. We know NeNe Leakes is interesting. I'm not going to pretend like, yes, in those later years, did she lack some? I think she just started feeling herself, so she wasn't as great. But it's been a few years. So I could definitely see NeNe not needing a full storyline. But a lot has happened. Greg has died. She's dating this new guy. There's been a lot going on. Theo says that NeNe was awful season 12. Yeah, and I think she needed a break. I think she needed a break. I think she needed time away from the show. But I wouldn't mind seeing NeNe come back. And I don't know if I would want NeNe to come back like, oh my gosh, NeNe's going to be back on for the next 10 seasons. So, all right. Questions, guys. Other than that, that's it. That's all I have to say in regards to your updates. I gave you an update on Denise Richards getting a divorce from Aaron. He makes no money at all. He's asking for spousal support. We talked about Dr. Heavenly running for office. Don't know why she's doing it. Quad is her campaign manager. And NeNe Leakes is confirming why she decided to drop out of Traitors and says that she's open to returning to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, but not as a friend. Rewatching RHOA, she was gone and came back. She did leave. I forgot what season was it, but she came back like at the end. And I forgot why she, it must have been some contract stuff happening behind the scenes. Alice says, I think NeNe would be better as a friend of the show. She doesn't seem like she would be open to it though. It was season 9. Thank you, Maude. I remember I watched the reunion because she popped up at the reunion and was like, Tamia says, will you be absentee voting for Dr. Heavenly? I'm not from Georgia. I don't live in Georgia, so I will not be absentee voting anywhere. I'm a New Yorker through and through. We're worried about our mayoral election here. Would I, Peyton, vote for Dr. Heavenly? I would have to see the other candidates. I would have to hear her. Like, I would listen at least to see what her platform would be. However, G said it was season 8. Okay. I would have to hear a platform and I would have to see who's running against her. Just saying. Do you think Kim Z should be Dr. Heavenly's finance consultant? Paola, stop. Luxury says, right, we have to get our things together in New York City. We don't have time for Heavenly. We don't. Okay. We need to make sure that we get Mayor Mondani elected. Okay. Since the Democratic Party will not support him. NeNe would be a bad full-time cast member. She's not open to telling the truth. You think? You don't think she's open to telling the truth? I'm not saying that NeNe has been perfect on the show, but she's not one of the liars from the show. Just saying. You know what? I did do a separate video, guys. Be sure to check out some of the short-form videos that I did here on YouTube. And just like the deal says, and just like that has been kind of boring this season, throw a Peloton at Aiden already. Because if you remember watching season 1, what happened with Big? Miss Melody Magic. Oh, and we caught, sidebar, speaking of and just like that, we found something, well, someone on TikTok found something. In season 1, episode 2, LTW talked about how her father died. If you watch season 3, episode 6, her father dies. Remember season 2? We met her father, Billy D. Williams. Okay. Anyway, I just don't understand. I don't understand what we're doing. Are you still thinking about doing recaps of Oprah? Yes, Mr. Melon Magic. I just haven't decided when we're going to start. I might start that when Real Housewives of Atlanta ends their reunion. Will the villain era make it to the West Coast before the end of the year? I don't know, Angel. I have to find the right venue for the West Coast. But I'm going to work on that this week. I haven't really tried. The venue that we used last time in LA has closed down, so I need to find a new venue in LA. I can't wait for the producers to say LTW has multiple fathers. Thank you, Bond. Thank you for calling out. And just like that, they aren't doing LT. Right. And I talked, if you're a Club Campfire member, our paid podcast subscription on Apple, I talk a lot about And Just Like That there, and I really talk about how they really did not do any character development when it comes to the women of color. I saw Clay Travis from Outkick saying that the new mayor of New York City lied about his ethnicity, but I just get past it. They're all trying to... I can't. I can't. Look, how about we just pay attention to the criminals that's currently our mayor and the one that dropped out as our governor? Let's talk about that. But they're running as independents. Let's talk about that. LA, how about coming to San Francisco for your show? Do we have a lot of people in San Francisco? I choose LA because it's a centralized place in California. I can't afford to go take a risk in a city that I'm not sure you guys are going to show up. Just saying. White Lotus? What did someone say about White Lotus? I didn't see. Oh, is that what they're talking about, Pajamami, in regards to Zoran? He is from Africa. He was born in Uganda, and he's American. African-American. That's the conversation that people have been having. Ricky says, we need you to get on and recap Love Island next season, please. I almost looked at it this season. I just don't like Love Island. You know, I don't love when I'm watching people that I clearly are not there for the right purposes. They're really there to be famous. And I'm like, that's not interesting to me. It's so surface level. We do enough surface level crap. I don't want my brain to freeze. Veronica says that LA isn't centralized to Cal. When I say centralized, meaning our core fan base is in LA, according to analytics. I know it's not central to California. Double T says, did and just like that explain what happened to the professor? No, right? They didn't say what happened to Naya. I don't remember them mentioning Naya. If they did, it was very quick. I watched the UK last season. It was okay. I talked about it a little bit. I didn't love it though. Paolo, oh yeah, hold on. Paolo says, tell me how big do you want the venue? I know some spots. Like 200 to 300, Paolo. The Bay Area will show out and show up for Geek Camp Out. Really? I'm going to look at the analytics for the Bay. I'm going to look. I'm going to see. And I'll look. I'll come to the Bay. I want to come to the Bay. I haven't seen all of California yet. Right? They didn't talk about Naya on And Just Like That. San Francisco would help out the northern folks. Okay, well, we'll see, because you know, y'all love to tell me to come someplace and then y'all don't show up, and then I'm the one footing the bill. Would you join a dating show? No, I would never. I'm never doing reality television. Never ask that. Let me see. It's me says, I'm in the Bay. Berkeley is close to San Francisco. Do you think Roni will return after the treacherous season? They are returning. I heard that they're doing tests filming. Next Gen New York City thoughts. I did watch the first three episodes of Next Gen. It's okay. Again, I don't feel like it's for me. This is like 20-something-year-old gentrifiers from New York City. No one from the cast is authentically New York, except that one guy who's problematic. And I don't like the microaggressions. And I don't like the fact that girl don't wash her hands and then try to touch Riley. No. I do like Riley and Ariana on the show. I do like their dynamic and I like their personalities. Yes, Bay Area. Find me a venue and then let me know. Theo says, Next Gen is NYC is cute background TV. Dez says, any updates on Roni? Real Housewives of New Jersey. It sounds like they're having problems trying to figure out what to do with Real Housewives of New Jersey. That's why we haven't heard anything. Liza says, would you do Traitors? You would do great. That might be I might do like reality competition, but I definitely wouldn't do like regular reality. I'm not that interesting. But Traitors, I wouldn't mind possibly. But again, I don't know. I don't think I would be that good at Traitors. You guys think that I would be. I don't think I'd be good. Just saying. I don't miss New Jersey. New Jersey and their toxic fan base became too much. Abby says, do you like Brooks? No, I hated the first two episodes and Brooks was... I hate the fact that they're trying to make this Brooks' show. We didn't like Brooks on Salt Lake City. At least in the first three episodes, that's how it felt. Like they were making Brooks like the centralized person. And I was like, oh, God. I'm not doing Amazing Race, Miss Barker. That's crazy. Again, I don't know the premise of Amazing. I kind of know the premise, but I don't know the details. What do you think about Ashanti and Nelly? I'm going to talk about that at the Philly show extensively, but I have shared a couple of tweets talking about that, but I'm not watching the show or help promoting the show, especially because of what Nelly did during the election. I thought the $250K was just from OnlyFans. Veronica said, I think it's a combination of her work and stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't be. Bright Abby, the vocal fry. Oh my gosh. And then he tried to make such an issue out of what his friend said about his sister. I was like, you're reaching for an issue like your mother. I don't know if I want to watch The King's Court. I'm not that interested. I really don't love dating reality television shows, because a lot of them are inauthentic. I need to finish watching the new season of, what was it, The Ultimatum Queer Love. Right, New York has so many actual, like, real New Yorkers that live here that are thriving here. And there are some people on that cast that would probably still be really good. Andy did say on Watch What Happens Live that the reason why the show got greenlit was because of the Housewives kids. And a lot of people like the Housewives kids on the show, but those are Housewives fans saying that. And again, Bravo's built by Housewives, so I wouldn't be surprised if those are the people that are watching the show. I loved Queen's Court. I just saw the trailer for King's Court, and I was like, okay. Angelique says Queen's Court was good. King's Court doesn't make sense. Let me see. I'm tired of them making transplants face of New York. They are not New York. Exactly. There's so many people that have lived here a long, even if you're not necessarily from New York, but they've lived here a long time, that would still do better than what we're seeing. A lot of these people are so new to New York. Temptation Island, I've heard about. I don't know. Did you see Stacey from RGP with her? Yes, I did. I don't know if we ever talked about it, but yeah, I did. So it just confirms to me that Stacey's a liar. Right? End up, hey. I didn't plan to go live, but here I am. Okay. When I should be watching a show like The Gilded Age, I have not. I have not watched The Gilded Age yet, but everyone keeps telling me to watch it. So I might have to end up watching it. I need to go on vacation. That's how I sometimes catch up with some of these shows. Theo says, and still I rise. She says, a huge liar. Jersey needs the Miami-style pause, just saying. And I think that's what they're getting. None of them are willing to work with each other, so that's what's happening. I feel that way about Potomac. I wish there was a DC natives on there. Oh. But I have to say, at least with Potomac, for the most part, those people live there and have lived there. Good luck in Philly and all the other upcoming shows. Come to Florida. We're not all crazy. Tali, I am. A few people told me I should come to Florida. I just don't know which part of Florida to go to bring the show. I have to look at the analytics. But also, even looking at the analytics doesn't mean that people are actually going to show up. Florida. I know everyone tells me The Gilded Age is so good, and I probably would love it. Exactly, Jen. Teresa will never let it go that Melissa joined the show. This is why. Orlando? I have friends in Orlando, so that might actually be good. We were looking at dates before Tampa and Orlando, but I think Orlando more, mostly. Winter says she sent Kempire the cookies. Melissa stays. Honestly, even if she didn't send me the cookies, I probably was like, Melissa just seems like she's a little bit more agreeable, and like she will work with whatever the network wants her to work with. So, and again, remember, Joe is what made the guys a thing on the show. Louis is not going to be able to do that. Next gen was supposed to be centered around Charlie and his friends, but they weren't good TV, so they dropped them and brought the Housewives kids. So I've heard. Yeah, I mean, that's what Andy basically said, that, you know, the Housewives kids is what got the show greenlit. Because Charlie's friends probably were very much like him. Obnoxious, spoon-fed New York City kids that aren't necessarily all the kids in New York. So that's probably why. Whoever casts these shows, I blame casting. This is like, what are you guys doing? Are you biracial? No. I mean, if you look at my 23andMe, but no. Vocal fry. Charlie's 29, going on a bratty 13. Exactly. I know. I'm going to have to get into the Gilded Age. So many. Every time I go live, people mention the Gilded Age to me. Okay, now I need to get into the Gilded Age. Now, I'd much rather watch that than watch Love Island, to be honest with you. I'm going to watch season one. Let me get into it. Maybe on the train ride to Philadelphia, I'll start it. Guys, don't forget the Campfire After Dark live show is coming to Philly this Thursday at City Winery. Then we're coming to Atlanta City Winery on August 5th. Then we're in D.C. at Union Stage on August 22nd. And then we're back here in New York City, September 12th. All shows have meet and greets. The New York City show has a live stream option. So even if you're coming to any of the shows, or if you're not, if you live in another city or another country, get the live stream option. That is a separate link. Check out the description of this video. If you're watching the replay of this, check out the description for those tickets. I know everyone's saying the Gilded Age is so good. I do like Love is Blind. That's probably like the only dating show that I don't mind. Not an only. I like Married at First Sight too. Yeah, I see people all the time on my timeline talking about Love Island. I'm just like, don't care. All right, two more questions and I'm getting out of here, guys, because I've already been live over an hour. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, what did I just do? I just turned out my... I just pressed the button by accident. Sorry, y'all. Oh, wait. Did I miss the question? Where did it go? Oh, Jewel says, if all these financial cheating rumors are true, do you think that Louis and Teresa could wind up back in jail? The Gilded Age is on HBO Max. I'm surprised that they're still together, but they're probably still together because of their financial issues. So who knows? You know, I was just, wondering like what's been going on. 90 Day Fiance. I'm so behind. I hate the fact that they've become so oversaturated with so many different iterations of 90 Day Fiance. I really did try to get back into it a couple of months ago and I just fell out. I'm trying to come to Houston. I'm going to need the Houston venues to get back to me though. I'll double check my email again. Let me see. Let's see if they got back to me. Please hold. Let's see. I do know that next weekend Love and Marriage Huntsville returns. I won't be recapping it, so good luck to them. Let's see. I hate spam. What are they inviting me to? Let's see. Okay. I think I figured out what made my beard grow so thick. Like I got hair growing all places that other than here. It was the collagen peptides that I've been using on TikTok. If you follow me on TikTok, check out my TikTok shop. I was like, it really grows your hair. And your nails. Just saying. 90 Day Pillow Talk, I used to like watching too. Are you going to recap Big Brother Stars this week? I don't know if I'm going to recap it. I mean, I'll think about it. If I do talk about it, I might talk about it on our Club Campfire. So we'll see. Theo. Thank you so much, Jen. Again, guys, if you missed it, I was live two times earlier. If you're a member of the channel, I did show you our New York City show. It'll be available for Team Campfire members for 24 hours, Royal Court members for Wednesday until Wednesday. And then if you're a senior royal, you'll be able to watch the show. I provide commentary during the live show. It was the first time we've ever done it. I was live early and I was providing you guys context and comedy during the live show. We also were live earlier in regards to this Tyler Perry story. There's an update with that situation. Okay, so be sure to check that out here on my YouTube channel. I also uploaded the podcast version. Hold on, your comments. Wait, did I miss anything? Theo, I saw your comment. 70 says, coming to your city on Sunday. Well, have a fantastic time. Jasmine says, Campfire fixed my life. What about fixed my life? Paola says, yes, Club Campfire, please. I don't watch And Just Like That since they killed Mr. Big. I don't think these next couple of episodes of my Club Campfire, for those that don't know, I do that on Apple Podcast subscription. It's a paid subscription, but you get a free 3-day trial. I probably will talk about Big Brother there. So stay tuned. Because I feel like if I talk about it here on YouTube, it's not going to be worth my time. Because like 20 of you will show up. Okay, a couple hundred of you show up. Thank you, Allison. And I trimmed it. I trimmed it down. I actually cut it down. It was a lot thicker before. I'm telling you, it was the collagen. Oh my gosh. Jennifer Lewis was amazing. That was like the best part of this week's episode of And Just Like That. Thank you. End up your painting, Lord. You're better than me. Yeah, I don't see any emails from any Houston venues, y'all. Sorry. Let me just double check. Yeah, I don't see anything. Maybe next time. I can always send a follow-up. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, y'all. I appreciate you all being here. Don't forget, you can hear some of our live recaps and special episodes exclusively on the Kempire podcast. Subscribe today while you're there. Do me a favor and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Shout out to our Spotify community. You can comment and interact with me on Spotify. It's a really cool option. I don't know if that's going to ever come to Apple, but you can definitely do it on Spotify. Thank you to our King's Guards. Thank you to everyone that liked the video. If you haven't, be sure to like it now. If you're watching the replay, be sure to like it there. And shout out to the replay crew. Let me know your thoughts on any of these hot topics. Thank you guys for your questions, your shares, all of that. Keep telling everyone about what we're doing here on the channel. Philly, I will see you on Thursday. I am saving all of my thoughts because I have so many thoughts. We're going to talk all about it this Thursday at City Winery in Philly. So go get your tickets. Then I'm coming to Atlanta August 5th. Then I'm in DC August 22nd. Then New York City, September 12th. Ticket information is available in the description. And my skincare is available in the description too.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.